On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekue, the good things guy, and I've got Kerry, the good news girl, right next to me. Usually we do a little bit of a backstage Facebook live, whatever you call it, video, but the studio was a little bit manic this morning. I'm not sure what was going on, Kerry.
Technical issues.
You were a little bit late. There was some traffic jam.
Your plug was taken.
My plug was taken, so I couldn't really get that going, but it is Tuesday, and we're all about the good stuff. There's a whole bunch of stuff happening in South Africa right now. We've got our President Zuma, Burning Towns, Oscar Pistorius, and we're not going to talk about any of that.
President Jacob Zuma's Burning Towns.
Well, I hope he's not.
You just said he's Burning Towns.
Okay, so maybe my wording is wrong. There's supposed to be a full stop there. Maybe. This is the good stuff. It's Cliff Central's very own happy hour. We're all about good news and inspirational stories. It's really what we try to concentrate on. None of that cuck that is currently happening that's relative in the news. None of that is good. Like, we're here to bring you the good stuff. We call it Cliff Central's very own happy hour, and we hope it is your happy hour as well. That's why we do this, right?
It's my happy hour.
Well, can you look happy? You're live on Facebook.
My only happy hour for the whole week. My happiest hour.
Today is a very cool show. We're going to be chatting to the No Danger Diaries team down in Cape Town. They're a group of guys who just do epic, epic, epic things for the good of sharing happiness and joy. What are they all about? Mm-hmm. So they're Skyping in all the way from Cape Town to tell us about something called the Madiba Jive, which we'll find out.
That sounds really awesome. I'm quite excited to find out about that.
Quite excited. We've also got Helen from Inscape who joins us to tell us about the amazing work that they're doing. And then we'll also bring you the update on the CEO sleepout, which it's getting closer and closer, isn't it?
I thought it was the other day. I was like, I thought it said that CEO sleepout was in 2 weeks.
No, it's a little bit further. It's a little bit further.
I nearly had a slight heart attack.
I think it's the end of July, so we're still good to go.
And then I drove over the bridge over the weekend, and I was like,
say what? We're going to be sleeping there. But this conversation is not just about me and Kerry. It's also about you. So we want you to tune in. It's www.cliffcentral.com. Also, get in touch with us. We've also got our Twitter, which is cliffcentral.com. My Twitter, which is Brent Lindekue. You can send messages via the WeChat apps, which are right over there. They're right in front of us. Or you can give us a call on 086-555-189. And that's all about us, right?
Yes.
That's how you get hold of us, yo. That's how we do it. That thing is just going in the background. So a couple
did
of things.
Did you just record yourself and now it's playing?
The Facebook Live thing. It goes straight back to into the thing. I wanted to say, I don't know if you heard over the weekend, but Cape Town is making leaps and strides and bounds with the drought. There's been rain.
I know.
It's like hectic rain.
It's been freezing.
It's freezing down in Cape Town. I'm freezing up in Joburg, but the rain.
Because you've just come from there.
Just come down from there. And there was this huge, I mean, the drought is still there. It's not gone. But apparently the dams have filled up 10% more than what they were.
That's amazing. But we still have a problem.
We do.
But it's amazing that we're having rain.
Exactly. Cape Town need it. We were pretty good with our weather down in Cape Town. We were there for the weekend. I stayed in the most amazing.
Beautiful.
Wowzers. It was a houseboat in the middle of the Langebaan Dam in like the natural national park thing. And it was on a houseboat. The houseboat sleeps 22 people. There were only 10 of us there. And there was wakeboarding and lobster tails and lots of wine. And it was lovely during the day. It was really warm.
And how's the weather at night?
Flippin' cold. But really? We had a really cool fireplace inside the boat. On the boat.
Isn't it wood?
It's no. It's one of those Morso things of close. So you're still pretty safe. We just had a really amazing time. And we had the best weather down there. And then it rained.
While you were there?
On the last day, just as we were leaving.
Oh, wow.
It was raining like so much. And as much as it was like, oh, it's cold and wet and I need to get from the houseboat to shore, it was great because we survived.
And that would have ruined your mojo.
It kind of would have. But when you think about the bigger scheme of things, it's helping with the drought. So it's really flipping cool. I must tell you, the whole time we were on that boat for 4 days.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a house. It's literally a big house. And while we were on the boat, you don't really feel it's moving. Like, you don't feel it.
I was just about to ask, and imagine if it rained, you would have a bit of...
At night, the waves were a little bit hectic. But you don't really feel it until you get off the boat.
And then you...
I had motion sickness for 2 days.
What is that called?
It's not vertigo. Sea legs.
No, it's not vertigo.
I don't know what it was, but I got off and I was like sitting at it on my couch. And
you
literally
were moving.
I wasn't, but it felt like sick. It was. Oh, no. It felt like I was doing like backwards and forwards like this.
No, I didn't like that.
So that wasn't the great part of being in the boat. But yeah, what an experience. Man, South Africa, I'm just blown away with how beautiful South Africa is and the things that we have in South Africa.
We do live in a beautiful country. Did you see the pictures?
I saw my own pictures.
Of the moon rising this morning.
I did. How incredible. So I think yesterday was winter solstice in South Africa, which is the shortest day of the year.
And the longest night.
And the longest night. And it's the opposite for like America.
Yes.
It's their longest day and shortest night. But it's the start of their summer.
But they said it's not normal that it was together. Is that right?
I don't know. I didn't
because they
that.
All, yeah, they fell on the same sort of same time.
Mad crazy. There was a photo that went round. We posted it on some of our pages with the moon rising over Johannesburg. It's big and like sort of crazy.
Beautiful.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Really beautiful. So yeah, we do live in a beautiful country. And I think when we open our eyes to these things, we're able to see more of it.
Yes.
More so.
Well, I was in the middle of town on the weekend.
Kerry, we say this every week. What the hell were you doing in the middle of town? You get around, girl. What were you doing in the middle of town?
Okay, well, I was in Sour Street, Sour and Brie, delivering a donation.
Okay.
I didn't know that that's where I was going. I wasn't really prepared. And then when I arrived, I was like, wow, this is a little bit scary. And it was, okay, so I was obviously the odd one out in the middle of town. And people were like hustling, bustling and going to there's a huge butchery downstairs. So I had to step over sheep's heads and pig's heads and stuff. And people were getting their food for the weekend. It was very overwhelming. And then the girl came downstairs and she said, I know this is quite overwhelming. Like, you're probably not used to it. I said, no, actually, these people are probably not used to me standing here.
I'm just fixing your mic.
Why?
Because you're a little bit soft there. Come on, Brie.
What do you mean? I'm speaking loud. I can hear myself loudly in my ears.
Now we're good. Now we're good to go. So what were you doing in town?
I was delivering a donation.
And did it all go well?
Yes, it went very well.
I love these things that you do. It really does just warm my heart.
And it just opened my eyes to different types of conditions because we spend a lot of time in, obviously, informal settlements and farmlands and stuff like that. But this was right in the middle of town in a high-rise building block of flats. And this person's flat was like a quarter of the size of my room.
Wow.
At home. So that was quite an eye-opener.
I guess it is when you step out of your comfort zone and you're seeing these different things. It is an eye-opener.
And people are so busy. They're just going and going and going. And I'm like, where are all these people going and what are they doing?
Mad, mad, mad crazy.
Yeah.
Mad crazy.
But the buildings are beautiful.
Town is beautiful.
Yeah.
Town is really beautiful. One of the things that I think I should bring up, and I don't want to focus on it, but currently, since yesterday, the city of Tshwane has been protesting and like mad crazy. They're burning stuff down and it's...
Trucks this morning, buses yesterday.
Whole towns are busy burning down. And what I want to concentrate on here is the most incredible thing has happened. A couple of weeks ago, what do they call him? General Cloudy.
Mm.
That's what they're calling him now.
Yes.
He's not a general, might I just say. He's not a general, but they are calling him that. And the whole reason behind it is because he's done all these things where he's like censored no political protesting to be shown on government media, which is SABC and all of those things. And you've got to sort of stand in line and you can't talk about stuff. And there was a thing on Twitter the other day with Leanne Manis where she was busy trying to show an article on a newspaper. And the camera zoomed into the picture. And the article was all about the Pride shooting in Orlando. And as it caught a glimpse of the headline, the director or the producer went cuckoo and made them shut it down.
What?
Yeah, it was all over Twitter. But the most amazing thing to come out of, and it's not actually out of the story, it's got nothing to do with that, but it does as well, is South African.
Mm-hmm.
South Africans have taken to social media,
and we have become the broadcasters.
they are starting to pick up on all these news reports, share news reports, and give their opinions on news on social media. The power of social media has never been stronger.
Well, I don't know how they thought that this was going to make some sort of a difference, just because it's not public TV.
No, so I saw that
We have access.
It's the hashtag Tswane uprising or whatever it was. It was trending for over 24 hours.
It's
at number
terrible.
One. The ANC uprising was at number two over the past 24 hours, and that just the Tswane uprising had over 10,000 tweets, reaching like 90 million people yesterday.
And just to think what those people are going through, actually, the ones that are there.
But it's just, that's cool. Social media, you can censor, you can try censor whatever you want to.
Mm-mm.
It ain't going to work when you live in 2016 and people have got access to smartphones and all sorts of things.
Okay, now on a random note, do you know that I had a look at the SABC's new schedule? Brent, they are taking away Days of Our Lives.
Da, da, da. Does that mean a lot to you?
My dad is going to be very upset. I haven't told him yet. I thought I'd just wait.
I don't think I've watched Days of Our Lives since before Mnet.
Don't worry, because if you come, Bold and the Beautiful is staying.
It's staying?
Yes, Bold and the Beautiful is staying.
Bold and the Beautiful is staying, but Days of Our Lives is out.
Yes, and Days of Our Lives, doesn't matter if you like missed out 15 years ago, if you come back now,
it's exactly the same.
It's just a little bit of a change, but yeah.
Is Marlena still possessed?
No. Everybody was tweeting about that last night.
But I mean, that happened, it was the height of like primary school. That stuff went down on Days, and I was like, that's crazy, man.
No, she's not possessed.
Okay, well, you can still pick up on what's going on Days of Our Lives online and on social media, because that's where people live. And just to go to the online space, we've got a couple of messages here. JP Nell says, you guys are super cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sean Michael Dryden says, enjoying this show very much. Thank you very much. And Linda says, so cool. So I'm glad you guys are listening and sort of interacting with us, because that's what we like to do, is we like to interact. Every week we search.
Wait, hold on.
Can I not go into this yet?
No, not yet. Tell me about your tweet during the week.
Which tweet?
The one that was like massive. Your little announcement. Tell us.
Kerry's very excited. So every month, the management here at Cliff Central,
management,
they send out these sort of lists of this. So, to give you an idea, there's 38 shows on cliffcentral.com.
Mm.
You're listening to one of them right now. There's 38 of them, and they are so diverse. There's really crazy shows, and majority of the time, the top shows are always the sex show. Which is a big one.
Obviously.
Casper de Vries, who we love. He's every Friday. And his show is really funny. It's really funny. Like, he puts a lot of work into it. It's a good show. The Leadership Platform, Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg, The Buzz with Jason and Jensu. There's really cool shows.
Yeah.
And every month, we get the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So a breakdown. They don't count Gareth Cliff in the top 10 because he's we're all here, right?
He's the main peanut.
He's the main peanut. So his show is always going to be number one. But they do this list of the top 10 shows. And the good stuff is always there.
Mm-hmm.
We always hang out in the top 10.
We're hanging.
But thanks to, and it's got nothing to do with Twitter, I'm gonna take it back. I want to give a massive shout out and a big thank you to every single listener, as the good stuff is the number one show behind Gareth Cliff.
Ding, ding,
what? How rad.
I know, right? High five. We're going to have
a... High five.
Have a...
That was quite a loud high five, so we gave everybody a chance to hear it. Yeah, the stats got released last week, and it's for 2 months in a row. So you Oaks have been tuning in to the good stuff, listening to us bring you the good news for 2 months in a row, and we're blown away that South Africa is able to... It's the world. It's international.
Well done, team.
Well done, team.
And the girls that are
And the girls outside huddle up. Hey. Well done. And and to all our listeners, we just want to thank you a million times over. So what do? Every week, we search for good news and good stories from all around the globe, all the good stuff that's happening. Because there is a lot of good stuff that's happening that we just sometimes don't talk about.
No.
And Kerry digs through all these stories. She literally reads all of them. There's plenty to go through.
Plenty, you think so?
Plenty. And she comes up with our top five. We choose the top five trending good news stories for the week. And we bring you what those stories are so that you've got something better to talk about when you're around the dinner table or standing at your water cooler in the office. So kicking it off with number five.
I decided to choose this one because it was Father's Day on Sunday. Cheerio Challenge, what dads get up to while baby sleeps.
Man, this was flippin' funny.
I know. And when I was flicking through all the stories and I saw this one and I'm like, why on earth is there cereal on this child's nose? And then when I saw it, I was like, that is so cool. I'm going to try it.
Did you?
No, not yet, but I'm going to.
It's so funny. So what these dads were doing, it apparently came from a dad who's got quite a big blog in America. He was sitting with his little baby on the couch and he was sort of stuck because
he was bored.
Well, the baby had stuck him down because the baby was sleeping and he didn't want to move to wake the little screaming bugger up.
Yes.
So he was sitting there and right next to him was a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah, dry ones from his other child that hadn't cleaned up.
It's like a little breakfast cereal.
Yes.
And he decided...
Looks like Fruit Loops.
It looks like Fruit Loops. He decided to pack these things on his kid's head while the kid was sleeping, take a photo of it, and it turned into a viral sensation where all the dads were competing to see how many Cheerios they could pack on these people's heads.
Did you see the one with the kid with a whole box of Cheerios on her head?
Does that dad win? Or is that like worst dad of the year?
No, he cheated.
It's really cool photos. And the whole globe, even people in South Africa got involved and they were all sharing this Cheerio challenge.
I'm going to try, okay?
Can you try and then post the photo so we can see what the hell happens?
Yes. I'm not sure. Maybe they stuck them together because we don't know, hey?
Mm.
I'm going to try it and see.
That's flippin' sneaky. I actually didn't think of that. Mm. Did not think
of that. If you lick them and stick them together...
No, you mustn't tell people your ideas. That's just,
I'm going to give it a bash.
That's just silly. What do we have at number four?
Young South African choreographer shares his road to success.
How cool.
A hip-hop dance choreographer from Port Elizabeth says his mother encouraging him to start his own crew helped him overcome his depression several years ago.
So, I mean, the story was pretty cool because his group was like the underdogs in Port Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And then he rose to the top.
Exactly. And it's beautiful. Wow. And they're young as well. The pictures are there. They're very young. But you know what? It takes people off the streets as well. Big time.
So we say every week we bring you these stories and every week it's the same thing. It's the young kids, the young guys, girls, the young South Africans.
The ones that don't want to get into drugs and all sorts of nonsense. They make a difference.
In
their own lives and their friends' lives.
Massive difference. Really cool. Flippin' cool. We're going to post that story up online so you can follow the pictures and see this really cool dance crew that are doing amazing things. What do we have at number three?
How one Durban orphan went from street kid to surfer. Andile Zulu was once a street kid in Durban, but surfing changed his life. Today, he teaches others how to surf and uses his story to inspire. He told Zilingile Meninse about how he became a surfer.
How?
And that's in the article.
How amazing. Mm. And how amazing.
And then, I mean, if you live by the ocean, what on earth? Like, why would you want to be, like, living on the street? I'd do something on the beach every day. I wouldn't become a surfer, I don't think.
I mean, you could if you wanted to.
I'd become a lifeguard.
A lifeguard.
Yes.
It's a cool story because he's inspiring others to also get off the streets. And,
definitely.
And, you know, focus on doing good and making good changes and really flipping cool stuff.
Mm.
Really rad. Really
I
rad.
Think it's beautiful as well. And that people encouraged him to learn. Because it's not easy.
No.
Have you tried to surf?
Never ever. What do we have at number two? I'm skipping all the subjects.
Cape Town restaurant voted best in Africa and included in world's best 50 list.
Boom. Boom.
The Test Kitchen is Africa's best restaurant, once again garnering international recognition and placing a spectacular 22nd in the 2016 World's 50 Best Restaurant Award.
That is such...
That's quite something, hey?
It's such an honor. Cape Town have got like, out of the 50 best restaurants in the world, they've got like 8 of them in Cape Town. They're pretty damn good in Cape Town. They've got a good, good load of restaurants, which, I mean, I've been lucky enough to go to. And I think his name is Luke Dale Roberts. I got to go to his sister restaurant, which is called Potluck Club.
Oh, I think I've seen that on TV.
Potluck Club is amazing. Mm. His food was just absolutely phenomenal. So I can only imagine what the test kitchen must be like.
And doesn't he grow his vegetables out the back? Most of them do in Cape Town. Everything. And they grow them on the walls. And then your table, most of them, it's not flowers that are going to die.
It's like food.
It's the herbs that they're growing.
The test kitchen, apparently, I don't know how true this is. Maybe we should try phone them and find out. Yeah. But you can only get a booking at the test kitchen for October this year.
What?
That's how long the waiting list is.
No.
For reals. They are closing down to refurb.
Yeah.
But the waiting list is so long because, I mean, it's a world-renowned restaurant.
Okay, so if you book now, you might be able to get a booking, a table for Christmas. Okay, folks?
You know what I would do? And don't steal my idea, even though you might be listening. I would book a table now and then sell my booking to someone who wants it.
For the Christmas rush.
For the Christmas rush. Sell your booking. Works for me, yo.
You are like monopolizing on someone else's.
Okay, maybe so that's not the best thing. We're all opportunistic in South Africa. It's one of the great things that we do. What do we have at number one?
Mobile startup Giraffe helping with South Africa's unemployment crisis. So the statistics are well known.
Can I just pause? Yes. Because the headline there, it's not a giraffe.
It is not a giraffe. And when I saw it, I was like, what are these people doing with the giraffe? Because there's pictures of painters, plumbers, and all sorts.
Yeah, so a giraffe is not helping with unemployment.
Yeah, the statistics are well known and they are grave. 1 in 4 South Africans are unemployed. Even worse, half of all young South Africans are without a job. So basically, these people help you find a job. They've got 100,000. What are they? People on their database.
Job seekers or employers?
Job seekers on their database.
Wow.
And 70% employment rate.
Jeebus.
That's 70,000 people that they've found work.
Okay, so I started off the show talking about how technology has enabled us to not be, held down or negative censored or whatever. We've got now this app that is changing the face.
It's a website, not an app, and it's a website because not everybody has access to smartphones.
Well, thank you for that, dear ma'am.
It's a pleasure.
But it's really cool because it's changing unemployment in South Africa. Mm. And we're going to post these stories up online for you to catch up on.
Yes.
So that you can get all the good stuff and sort of see what's going down and how you can get out of unemployment if you're in the same position.
Exactly.
You can get on the database. It's like an HR thing, right?
Yes.
That's flippin' cool.
It is awesome. It's a recruitment page.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So those are the top 5 stories. Every week we bring these to you after Kerry has dug deep for them, which we're all thankful for. But every week we also get to interview really inspirational South Africans and people around the globe that are doing some phenomenal things. It is flippin' cool to be able to connect with amazing people that are doing phenomenal things. And this week is no different. We've got guys that are from Cape Town. They're going to tell us their stories so we can actually understand what it is that they do. I've seen their things online and in the social media space in the last couple of years. They call themselves the No Danger Diaries. Mm. It's an organization whose sole mission is to share joy with all people around the world. And they want us to celebrate Madiba Day, Mandela Day, with a little bit of difference that they're going to tell us about today. I hope they can hear me. You guys are coming in from Skype. How's it going?
Hey, guys. How's it going up there in general?
Hey man, it is great to have you on the show. I've just come from the mother city. I'm so in love with Cape Town. I might move there one day, not so much now. But tell me about No Danger Diaries. What is it? How was it formed?
So No Danger Diaries is basically, it's a platform for sharing joy, whatever that might be, whether it's with people, with the environment, with anything. And it all started off, four of us young guys wanting to do something with our time, something constructive. So we started a living list of things we wanted to do. And all of them consisted of having fun, but also making a difference at the same time. So we started ticking off these things on our living list, and it's just grown from there. And we've grown a community, and everything we do including today. We're heading off to Company Gardens down here in Cape Town to busk for money. And then all that money, we're going to buy bread for those in need during winter. So we're dedicating our lives to just having fun and sharing joy, essentially.
Man, my partner in crime here, Kerry, she cries very easily. And she's literally on the verge because I think she's seen your stuff online, as
and
have
I. I love that title, A Living List.
A Living List.
It's not a bucket list because you kick the bucket.
Not a bucket list. I've been following you guys. The line seems to be a bit crazy. I've been following you guys for a couple of years, and you've done pretty phenomenal things. They gain a lot of traction online, and we can always see the great stuff that you're doing. But you did something last year, which you're bringing back this year, which is called the Madiba Jive. What is it all about?
So naturally, during Mandela Day, it's a day which just fits in with our ethos perfectly. I mean, paying it forward and just getting everyone together to donate their time to making a difference. So we always love Mandela Day. It's one of our primary days to just jump on the bandwagon of paying it forward. And so last year, we wanted to take it a step further. And we made it Mandela Month for ourselves.
Awesome.
And we wanted to campaign to get people to submit Madiba jives, and all the money raised through these online jive submissions, we donated to charity. So we got an amazing response last year from schools to businesses to individuals, all submitting amazing, unique and epic Madiba jives online. And we compiled these into a big sort of video that displayed all the jives that were submitted. And the response was amazing. And we felt like, let's try up that one step further and get even more people to just share joy through the movement of dance, remembering Madiba, remembering his legacy, raising money for a good cause. And it's just epic. The submissions that we got last year were ridiculous. And it just unified a country and just brought so much chaos to the day. So we're really going to try hit it hard this year and get as many people to submit their Madiba jive as possible. That's the aim.
I've seen the video.
That's the goal.
I've seen the video from last year, which was pretty epic. And I've actually just posted the video for the launch for this year. And you can actually, the right word that you used was chaos. You can actually feel the chaos when everybody's doing that little Madiba jive together and they're all sending their videos in and you're editing it to make this great Madiba jive video. Tell us exactly what is the easiest way to submit your jives and what do we need to do? What do we jive to?
So we've tried to make it as simple as possible for guys to get involved. We developed the website, www.madibajive.com. And if you go onto that website, it's really self-explanatory. It shows you exactly how to do your Madiba jive. It's a step-by-step instructory video, but we encourage you to get creative. Mm-hmm. And then a step-by-step on how to actually submit and then donate, and then the information about the charities that the money's going to. And then even this year, we've got incentives for people to get creative and get involved. Pam Golding Properties and Get Smarter Online have donated online courses and money to people to get involved and just enjoy the chaos of the Madiba jive and just get involved.
Man, so, it's absolutely, absolutely cool. The easiest way for people to keep up to date with this, I guess we're all living on social media. How do they follow the amazing work that you're doing and get involved with the Madiba jive?
So we do have a Facebook page. If you go onto Facebook and you just type in Dance for Madiba, and then the website will be on there, or it's madibajive.com. And all the information you might need is on there. Have a look at last year's video, the world's greatest Madiba jive. And let's try up that. Let's try to take it a step further and get as many people, not only locally in South Africa, but our goal is to reach international shores and get the world to dance and remember Madiba, the great Madiba. So that's this year.
Absolutely, and we're going to try help you reach that goal. I'm going to post all of those links online so that everybody can get in touch and join the Madiba Jive. I'm going to get the team from Cliff Central to put on a little Madiba Jive as well so we can join in on the fun.
Awesome.
awesome.
Rad, man. It's been great chatting to you guys. I love your work. Those are the No Danger Diaries guys. And we're going to follow their sort of, what do we call it? Their initiative.
Yes.
And we're going to be part of the initiative.
It's going to be a...
Madiba Jive for days.
It is going to be that. Can we dance on the roof?
I think we should do it on the roof.
Yeah.
We'll get the Cliff Central team together. We'll do the Madiba Jive. This is the good stuff.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? Communications and technology, of course. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more, iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with a reliable connection as well as the necessary support and backup. Go to iConnectSA.co.za for more information. That's iConnectSA.co.za. iConnect, the one provider to manage all your communications.
Today, an alien ship attacked Earth.
Shouldn't we be nervous?
Yeah.
Let's show them. Earth is not for the taking. Because I guess they didn't get the message the first time.
Come on, it's a party. Woo!
That is definitely bigger than the last one.
In cinemas 24 June, experience Independence Day Resurgence in Stair Kinecor's IMAX 3D and at New Metro in Scene Extreme and 4DX.
Yessi, how's that ad?
That was quite dramatic.
So that's Independence Day, which releases on the 24th of June. And actually, they're doing a pre-screening tomorrow at the Mall of Africa. At the Mall of Africa.
Wow.
That's like...
I wasn't expecting that, I'm not going
to
lie.
It's like I was paid to say that. Every week we have amazing... And we got to interview the No Danger Diaries guys down in Cape Town who are doing really cool stuff. We're all going to join the Madiba Jive. Yes, we are. Yes. I've got everybody in the studio going, yes, we are.
They are nodding.
Yes, we are. But every week we also do a segment where we bring you the CEO sleep out. And it's for various reasons. Sometimes we get to meet the beneficiaries of the CEO sleep out. And sometimes we get to meet people that are involved in the CEO sleep out. Mm. For those of you that might not know the CEO sleep out, it's an amazing initiative that was put together, started in Australia, it's made its ways to South Africa, and last year they managed to raise over 26 million rand.
In one night.
In one night. How insane.
It is the biggest charity in the country.
In the country, in sort of South Africa.
In the shortest space of time.
You know, you could call it even in Africa. Yeah. It was bigger, you know. And this year, they want to go on to do... 40 million rand
over
in one night.
40 million rand.
Which is the plan. And we get to speak to really cool people who are part of it. This week's no difference. We have Oliver, who I'm going to butcher his surname, which I don't even want to. I'm going to turn on your microphone so that you can introduce us. Your surname, please, sir.
Oliver Kwambush.
Kwambush is how you say his surname. I do it pretty good when I'm just relaying it. It's not too bad. Oliver joins us from the Hotel Hope Ministries. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Of course. We're actually a charity in our own right. We run two children's homes in Melville, adoption homes. We have a large crisis pregnancy intervention across five high schools in Alexandra. And we train people in social entrepreneurship.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
So that is... This year, the CEO sleep out is all about education.
Yep.
And that is so vitally important in South Africa that we do enable the children of tomorrow...
Absolutely.
With the education to create something amazing for the future.
In all areas.
Yes.
On all platforms of education.
It is, right? Yeah. We need to be doing it on all platforms. And that's why an initiative like the CEO Sleep Out is so absolutely incredible. You'll be joining us this year on the Nelson Mandela Bridge on the 28th of July. What are your thoughts about this great initiative that's a driving force to eradicate poverty through investing in education?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic thing, and I really think it is fantastic because it focuses on the CEOs, it focuses on the top brass of organizations of South African industry, and I really think it will filter down in the most beautiful way. But if the awareness is created on the 28th of July, you know, with the top people, I think we are one big step further.
It's one of the things that every single CEO that I've spoken to has touched on. And it's the fact that when you're on that bridge in the cold, you might not understand. It's not enough to give you an idea of what homelessness is.
But
believe you me, it gives you some sort of inspiration to sit around and talk about how we fix that problem together. Yeah. And it's exactly what you just said. We're going to talk about it on the bridge.
Yep.
And then it will take it back to our corporates, to our jobs, to the people around us to create that social change within South Africa.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Can you tell us, what's the easiest way for corporates to get involved in the CEO Sleepout?
Well, really, sign up. That's what I did. I was told about it. I thought, this is fantastic. I looked up the website. I went onto the website. I signed up. And and now I'm flying out to Germany in a week to raise some major funds, hopefully.
Wow, that's absolutely incredible.
That's awesome.
The website is www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. And that's where you want to go if you want to register as one of the CEOs that will be sleeping out on the bridge. I have to ask you, Cliff Central are spearheading the Sympathy Sleepouts, which is all about the corporates back that you're leaving at your office block for them to get involved as well. Yep. Are you going to be challenging your office block to do the same? Are they going to be sleeping out?
Well, absolutely. What I've actually done, our social worker, Ruth Nkosi, is already on board. And I'm now signing up one of the St. John's students, scholars. And we're still looking for a really motivated student who is going to join us. And I think this year was the school sleep out. I think that is such an amazing thing too, and such a wonderful extension, because I think the younger and the earlier we start doing something for charity and raising that awareness of charity, the better it is.
Definitely.
100%. The pillars of the CEO sleep out this year and the way that they've been developed is so incredibly clever.
Absolutely.
Because absolutely anybody can get involved, from schools to corporates who may not be able to afford for a CEO to go sleep on the bridge. But as a sympathy sleep out, you can get involved from anywhere in the country. It's that simple. And again, all you did was visit the website.
That's it.
And you can too. The website address again is www.theceosleepoutza.co.za. We want you to get involved. Cliff Central is getting involved. And on the night, so Kerry and I will be on the bridge.
Wonderful.
Yes. And like I said, I drove over there on Saturday and I was like, whoa.
And it was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold. We're going to be on the bridge and we're going to be bringing you sort of interviews and all the good stuff happening on the bridge. Plus, we're going to be crossing over to all companies who have signed up for the Sympathy Sleep Out. So it's that easy. Visit the website right now. Sign up to be part of this great initiative. We want to raise more than 40 million rand this year. That is our plan. And you're part of it, right?
Absolutely.
100%. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. That flippant song warms the cockles
of
my heart.
I'm so excited and I don't know why.
So that's Mumford & Sons, and they've actually released an album, which is absolutely insane. They were here end of last year, beginning of this year. I'm not entirely sure when exactly they were here, but they did this amazing concert in South Africa. And while they were here, they decided to create, I'm going to call it a love letter to Johannesburg. And they've released an EP with 6 songs that have got this African sort of thing, vibe, Kenya, whatever going on.
So
and it was
beautiful.
Written for Johannesburg.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's absolutely amazing. So I've been listening to that over the whole weekend while I was on the boat. Enough about me. We continue with amazing interviews with really inspirational South Africans. And Helen, you're no different. I want you, welcome first to The Good Stuff. It's your
Morning.
First time here. We have spoken about you before. The girls have brought many things that you're doing.
Awesome.
But for those listeners that might not know, can you give us an idea of what Inscape is and this amazing work that you do?
So Inscape Education Group is a private higher education institution, and we offer accredited programs in the creative sector, the built environment. And the reason we're here today is to, I suppose, promote our scholarship program.
And okay, so I'm just going to jump off one thing to another. We were just in the CEO sleep out, and we were talking about how education is the biggest force that you can use to change the world. And a scholarship would do just that.
Absolutely.
It would help someone who may not have been in the position where they could have before. What are the scholarships about?
Okay, so we started our scholarship program 2 years ago. The first year we had 50 applications and we actually registered 12 students onto the scholarship program. I must tell you, all of them passed first year and they're all currently sitting in second year. And then
that's huge. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, woohoo. Because <Yeah. laughs> it's a tough course. And then last year we had 300 applications. So we jumped from 50 to 300. Of that, 200 of the applicants qualified for higher education. But we could only help a certain amount. So we enrolled 24 scholarship students this year. They're currently in first year and doing particularly well. But there were 170 odd that we couldn't help. 60% of those 200 were either from child-headed households or families were on government grants. So these are kids who are deserving of scholarships. Academically, they were sound, but haven't had opportunities, you know, previously that could assist them in this regard. And so, yeah, we've now got 36 scholarship students who are busy studying towards a degree. And
is it various degrees? What are sort of the theme?
Okay, so the degree we offer is a Bachelor of Design, and we specialize in interior design, graphic design, ideation, fashion design. We've got a couple of others that are coming on board next year. Too many to mention right now. We've got students in architectural technology that are working towards studying further in degrees in architecture as well, that are on the program as well. So, you know, it's I think it's quite niche. Typically, you don't find scholarships in the creative sector. And, you know, if you look around you, everything around you is designed. And so design and design thinking is huge. Every corporate needs it. Mm. Every NGO needs it. The world needs it.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be part of Joe Public, the agency, and been working with their design departments. All of, I must say, the creatives, I'm quite upset with them because they've all gone to Cannes right now. Not great. But design is huge. It's massive.
Yeah. You know, design and design thinking is the career of the future. It's all about problem solving. It's about human behavior. It's about interaction. It's about the physical things around us. It's systems. It's everything. So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
And that's absolutely phenomenal. Scholarships, they start at the beginning of the year. How would people go about registering or applying for maybe next year?
Okay. So next
year is literally 5 months away.
Hey, it's nearly the end of June. Okay. So our applications are only going to open towards the end of the year. So you'll have to watch our website and social media platforms. We leave it towards the end of the year because that's obviously when everybody's now looking for scholarships. You submit your application. It's an online application process. We need reference letters from your teacher or somebody who's an upstanding member of the community. We need academic results. And we also need to know, you know, how much income you have or don't have. Yeah. And then we go through a process where we start to sort through them and eventually hold a workshop where we bring the sort of finalists, I guess, in, so that we can check whether they'll fit into our system and whether our system will suit their needs.
Man, it's a tough thing because if you have 300 people applying and you can only give X amount away, it's soul drenching to have to go, we can only pick you guys.
Absolutely.
That said, those that you pick need to be the ones that are going to do amazing things.
Yeah,
you want them
absolutely.
To.
And then, I mean, what we've done this year, because we've seen that there's such a need and we can only fund so much, we've now established a non-profit company called InScape Exchange. And we are now sourcing funds with the Huddle Up team from corporates and whoever is got a heart to give to help the students to realize their dreams.
That's absolutely epic. And well done, girls.
Thank you. I know
the Huddle girls. Paige, I need you to get closer to the mic. It really is amazing the things that you do and what you get involved in, and you're able to make these amazing changes. The most difficult thing with the nonprofits is, you know, people only give when they can relate. It's the basis of what charity is. If you had a family member who was suffering from bone marrow cancer, you'll be a lot quicker to go and give bone marrow. Whereas each and every one of us need an education and have been in that position where we've had an education. So this affects everybody. And if we can give others the chance to have an education, we'll literally change the face of South Africa. Literally. Well, so you guys are part of it now?
Yes. It's actually such a wonderful thing to be able to have collaborated with InScape Education Group. Also just coming across a lot of the students that we have interviewed when we created the video. there is so much potential. And like Helen was just saying, like the creative and built environment needs, well, does it needs a lot of attention. And you do say it's the future of our country and stuff like that. So being able to give students opportunity to advance themselves through a tertiary education, it's about becoming an entrepreneur and dependent on yourself and not having the other financial dependence on other people, being able to support yourself. And with InScape Education Group, it's about building young business minds. Mm-hmm. And so that's the main part about InScape. It's amazing. It's creative. But how can we use this creativity to support?
Well, I must tell you, a couple of weeks ago, I discussed something which I own a web page called goodthingsguy.com, where I put all of the good stuff and the good news, and we've got over 500,000 readers, and it's really fantastic things. But what I've realized is that people inherently want to do good. Mm. They just need a platform to do it. Yeah. So we've created what we're calling High Five Fund, where each person gives R5 towards this fund, where we will get our readers to vote on where the money needs to go every month. Mm. And we're going to be launching this in the next couple of days, and I'm going to do InScape as one of the sort of funds that you can...
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
I can't promise that anything's going to come from it, because people need a vote. But yes, if people are keen for education, I'm going to put it there as one of the things that we do. And that'll be launched in the next couple of days. We've just finished with the logo and all those good things. Wow, cool. So it's quite exciting. What do we mentioned? Sorry, time is always... It flies by. I don't know how it does that. Social media sites, websites, if people want to follow the amazing work that you're doing, how do they get hold of you?
So our website, www.inscape.ac.za. Or our Facebook page, InScape Education Group. Or they can pop in at any one of our campuses in Durban, Cape Town, Midrand or Pretoria.
It's that simple. We're going to repost all of those links online. Huddle up, girls. What do we have today?
Okay, so today we're talking about the Mahau Child and Youth Care Centre. And they provide support to orphaned and abused and abandoned and neglected children. And terminally ill children and families that have been affected and infected by HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, there's about 45 children in total. This is a registered NPO. They do have their Section 21 certificate. And they offer foster care, child development, skills development, hospital assistance, just a few, just to mention.
Where are they based?
Pretoria West. What's it called? Kalafong Hospital.
Yeah. Got to write that word down.
Yeah. But we actually, a few years back, we took the kids out to watch Frozen and have a wimpy day. And that's what they do encourage, is to go out and build a relationship with these children. It's not just to drop in or donate or anything. So they encourage everyone to come through and take a child to go shopping so they can make decisions for themselves, or go to a restaurant so they can learn
life skills.
Yeah, life skills. And...
So they're obviously looking for financial aid, things like food, salaries. You can sponsor a child, you can cover those costs, and then also taking the kids out for like an outing for the day.
I think that's one of the biggest things. Yeah. I've done a lot of things with different orphanages and homes, and these kids, sometimes the younger ones, they'll jump on you as quickly as possible and they love it. But the older ones actually know, they're like, you're here for what, a day, and I'm never going to see you again. Yeah. So it's creating those relationships that are super important for these kids.
Yeah. And it's all about the memories for the kids as well. You know, you work on build those memories with them. So
so we're hoping hoping to do a bit of work with them soon. So
absolutely amazing. How do we get hold of you? We know it. You say it every week. Give us your details.
Facebook is Huddle Up, and our Twitter is HuddleUp_ZA.
Imagine that. It's exactly the same.
Yeah. And my email address is kirst@huddleup.co.za.
And I'm page@huddleup.co.za.
And that's our Huddle Up team. They come every week. They literally, I call them our dating site for charities. They bring charities together. They bring charities together with corporates and individuals that can really make a difference and create that change that we need. We so need in South Africa.
We do. And you're looking at me like you're speaking to the converted or...
No, I already know you're there. I'm speaking to our listeners. That's the good stuff for this week. I want to thank each and every single one of our listeners. As I said in the beginning of the show, Kerry made me say, we're the number one show after Gareth Cliff. For some reason, people really like good news. And I think it's important. And if you enjoy the shows, please share them. We'd like to take over Gareth, actually. I want Gareth's chair. I'm taking over the morning show. It's absolutely amazing to be able to bring you the good stuff every week, and we love doing it. It's really something that is close to our hearts. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this together. I said this last week, and I want to say it again because it's as important, because it's so flippin' cold. Take a moment to be grateful for the hot water in your taps, blankets on your bed, and the jackets in your cupboard. Share what you don't need. It's that simple. It's that flippin' simple. To catch up with any of the other shows, like I always say, it's not time related. I see some of the stories that we talk about trending 6 months after we've already spoken about.
I see that happening all the time.
So if you want to catch up with any of the good news shows, it's flippin' simple. Go and visit www.cliffcentral.com. You should be actually accessed to that right now unless you're on the app. Just saying. And all the shows are they live there under the Good Stuff page. And you can catch up every week. We post all of the content with links so you can follow the stories. You can get in touch with all the charities that we speak to. And I look forward to Half Five Fund going live so we can do some stuff with Inscape. It's flipping cool. Very exciting. That's the good stuff for this week. When I figure out how to work the desk, have a terrific Tuesday.
This is CliffCentral.com.